You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, March the 13th. A lot of people, this is a huge day, especially for Sixers fans. The Sixers entertain the Indiana Pacers, the third-place Indiana Pacers, who come into tonight's game with a 39-28 record after they defeated the Boston Celtics on Sunday. Now, the Sixers are looking to extend their home winning streak. And what I mean by home, I'm talking about the Wells Fargo. We're not including the loss that they had in London to the Boston Celtics, which was kind of like a neutral game, but it was considered a home game because they gave up a home game, you know, a game at Wells for that. But I don't include that one. That wasn't at home to me. So the Sixers are trying to extend their home winning streak at Wells Fargo to 14 games. This is going to be a tough game for them. We talked about that yesterday. But it's also going to be an interesting game. I mean, when you look at it, this is kind of like the new look 76ers. The last time this team played, Trevor Booker was a Sixer. Now he's a Pacer. Ersan Ilyasova and Marco Bellinelli were both Atlanta Hawks. Now they're, you know, Marco is the sixth man off the Sixers bench, and Ersan is the eighth guy off the 76ers bench. You know, the two veteran leaders, or two of the three veteran leaders, as you will, on the Sixers bench. You have to say Amir Johnson is the other one. The only reason why I'm not including T.J. McConnell in that, because T.J.'s a third-year guy. These guys are in their 30s. They're a whole lot older. But that's not a slight against T.J., because T.J. is, as some of you guys say, the GOAT of the second unit. You know, when you look at this game, it's going to be completely different. It should be completely different. I know the Sixers are hoping that it's going to be completely different. But in regards to seeing improvement, the Sixers want to look and see if they could get improved bench play out of the previous games that they had when they struggled. I mean, you know, struggled on the road against the Miami Heat, the Milwaukee Bucks, Washington Wizards. You know, some people are saying, well, why don't you talk about their win against the Cleveland Cavaliers? Well, you know what? Yeah, they played well against the Cavs, but the Cavs, let's face it, they're undermanned. And look at the Cavs right now. And the Cavs are kind of sort of like in a tailspin. So, you know, as much as that was a good win, this and that, I mean, I'm not like hyping it up, making it seem like the 76ers have arrived because they beat a team that's on a tailspin. You know, I would like to see the 76ers beat the Cavaliers team that didn't have one player suspended for throwing a bowl of soup at an assistant coach, and then having their other all-star player, you know, playing and not on the bench because of an injury. So, you know what I mean? I know in the NBA, they're all good players, but I'm not going to give you credit for beating a team that, A, was undermanned, and B, disciplining a key player. So it is what it is. But tonight, we're going to see a squad that wants to prove that they can play better than what they did in those other road games against playoff caliber opponents. And B, a team that's going to look a little different than when the last time the Pacers and the Sixers played on February the 3rd. Now, I know some of you guys may not remember that game, but the Sixers bench kind of got destroyed. I mean, when you look at it, you had Jared Bayless. You know, that was one of the last games that Jared played. He led the bench with 11 points. He was 3-for-7 on threes. He struggled a little bit from the field overall. He was 4-for-12. He had 3 turnovers, but he had 11 points. And then he had a plus 11 plus minus. Then you look at Amir Johnson, who had 4 points, but Amir he was 2-for-2 from the field. He had 5 rebounds. He had 1 assist, and he was a plus 14. His plus 14 was the most of any Sixers. So he had the best game. Then you look at the other reserves. You know, Justin Anderson, he only attempted 2 shots. He was in 12 minutes and 31 seconds. So he had his 2 points. He was minus 15. You look at Trevor Booker right now, who's, like I said, who's a pacer. You know, he was 1 for 4. He had 2 points. He was minus 13. Then you look at TJ McConnell, shooting wasn't that bad. You know, TJ McConnell was 2 for 3 from the field, 1 for 1 on threes. He had 1 rebound. He had 2 assists. He had 1 turnover, and he was minus 12. You know, this as a game, the Sixers, as a team, they were minus 8 because, you know, they lost the game by 8 points. But you look at Embiid. Joel Embiid didn't really have a good game. I mean, he ended up with 24 points. He had 10 rebounds. He shot 9 for 19 from the field. But he had 7 turnovers. And he had a plus minus. His minus was a negative 20. And then you look at J.J. Redick. You know, J.J. Redick was 1 for 8 from the field. 1 for 6 on threes. He had 6 points. And he was negative 13, right? Ben Simmons had 10 points. He had 11 rebounds, 6 assists, but he only shot 4 for 13 from the field. Actually, you know, Robert Covington, he had the best plus minus of any of the starters. He had 12 points. He was 3 for 7 on threes. He had 8 rebounds. He had 3 steals, 3 assists, and 1 block, and he graded out as a plus 7. And then you have Dario. You know, Dario Saric had 16 points. He was a negative 1. He was 2 for 6 on threes, 5 for 13 overall. He had 5 rebounds and 2 turnovers. So, you know, this Sixers team, you know, wants to prove that they're better than the squad we saw last time. So if you look at it, this wasn't exactly one of the 76ers' best games. With that being said, it's going to be interesting to see what they can do tonight. Now, also, one thing that I'm really interested to see is how Bellinelli and how Ersan plays. You know, thus far, we all know that they can shoot, but they've been hot and cold on a defensive end. And, you know, there's certain games where they played well, and there's other games where, you know, they just look like they were, I don't know a good word to say because I don't want to kill them because, you know, they're not actually known as defensive players. But let's just say there were nights where they looked good and there were nights where they looked like 3-point shooters trying to play defense. You know, just put it that way. So this is going to be a key test for them to see, you know, just how much improved this team has played. Again, as I wrote in today's Philadelphia Inquirer Daily News and on Philly.com, that this is a huge test for the Sixers. The thing is, though, is not really the test that, I shouldn't say not really the test. It's a huge test for the Sixers, but we really won't know how much this team has improved in the categories that they want to improve in until they face a strong team on the road again. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because they won 13 games at home, right? Their struggles typically are not at home. It's typically on the road in hostile environments. So that will be the true test. But for right now, there's no game bigger than tonight's in regards to the Sixers. It should be a packed crowd, or it will be a packed crowd. Also, they have a hot team coming in. Joel Embiid had been in a funk before Sunday's game against Brooklyn. You know, Ben Simmons is trying to prove that he is the rookie of the year. J.J. Redick probably remembers going 1 for 9 the last time these two teams played. So there's going to be a lot of motivating factors going on. Also, they're going to pull closer to the Washington Wizards, you know, for that fifth seed. So, you know, there's just going to be, you know, a lot of motivation going on for the Sixers, and we will find out and we will learn a lot. But again, it's a home game. I'm really looking forward to see what they can do on the road against a quality opponent. Unfortunately, we probably won't get to see that until the playoffs comes. But this is Keith Pompey. I want to thank you for listening to Locked On 76ers, and I will chat with y'all tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.